How much of a difference could new gun laws really make? Democratic presidential candidates who debate this week have embraced them.
We need reasonable gun safety laws in this country, starting with universal background checks and a renewal of the assault weapon ban.
Red flag laws, so that if someone poses a danger to themselves or to someone else, they're stopped.
Well, you're going
to
be the government. Yes. Will you buy them back?
Yes.
We can do the universal background checks. We can ban the weapons of war. But we can also double down on the research.
Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, four of the Democratic presidential candidates. Their stances there contrast with Republicans who commonly dismiss new gun laws, both for ideological reasons and because they say they just wouldn't work. So what's the evidence show? Lisa Hagan is with us next. She's from member station WABE in Atlanta, and she's been covering these issues and more for the Guns and America Reporting Collaborative. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So let's think about a circumstance like the mass shooting in California the other day, or any number of other mass shootings where someone shows up with a rifle, often an assault weapon. The idea is to reduce the odds of one of those guns in the hands of the wrong person. Can gun laws do that?
Right. Well, I think, first of all, it's important to note that mass shootings, while they are horrific and we hear a lot about them when they happen, they make up something like 2% of criminal gun fatalities overall, which makes them pretty hard to study and collect evidence about how to stop them. So with an assault weapons ban, no one really agrees on what the exact definition is, which right off the bat makes it hard to make laws about.
Oh, yeah. Like what is an assault weapon? Sure. Okay.
Right. Something that comes to mind for most people is something like an AR-15, a rifle, all black, kind of scary looking. And researchers I talk to get why voters worry about them. But again, mass shootings are pretty rare.
So is there, given the difficulty in research and given that, in fact, there have been federal restrictions on gun research, is there any way to game out whether, say, an assault weapons ban, for example, or background checks would reduce the likelihood of mass shootings?
What I hear from researchers is that a ban on assault weapons is, from what they know, unlikely to reduce a lot of gun deaths. With universal background checks, I think a lot of why we hear about them is because they're really popular with voters. So that makes it a pretty safe move for candidates. But what researchers are finding is that in states that have comprehensive background checks, they're not actually finding a decrease in gun deaths. Hmm. Apparently, what it does help with is gun trafficking.
Oh, that's
but
interesting.
On its own, yeah, there's not much evidence that either of those save lives.
But you said on its own, you were starting a thought there. If you combine background checks with other measures, do they become a little more effective?
Right. So what researchers are finding, again, is that universal background checks work to save lives when they're paired with something called gun purchaser licensing or permit to purchase. Basically, that means if you want to buy guns, you apply to law enforcement for a license. That process includes a background check and, researchers say, crucially, fingerprinting, which is less easy to fake. In the 9 states that do this for handguns, they've seen significant drops in both gun homicides and suicides.
We heard Elizabeth Warren there urging more research. Is there a desperate need for more reliable information?
You know, the researchers I talked to definitely said that they were happy to hear Elizabeth Warren refer to that. We have what's called sort of the Dickey Amendment from the mid-90s that stopped a fair amount of research. But also, there are options that can work, is what I hear.
Okay. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.
That's WABE reporter Lisa Hagan in Atlanta. She's part of the Guns and America Reporting Collaborative.